Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to this morning's worship conducted by our friend Helen Cunningham on this Preachers' Exchange and Christian Aid Week. The notices are as printed this week, so would you please join with me in saying the prayer for this morning, printed at the top of the sheet. Let us pray. Dear God, grant us boldness to approach you, confidence to serve you, and courage to witness to you in the world. For we ask this in your name. Amen.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come just as you are before your God. Let's have a moment of quiet. Well, welcome to worship this morning on this, the fourth Sunday of Easter, and indeed Christian Aid Week, the first day of Christian Aid Week. And I'd like to say thank you to the Church Council for inviting me to preach today, because it is my delight to have been able to say yes, because I'm on maternity leave. As many of you know, I work for Christian Aid, and I usually have to keep this Sunday and next Sunday completely free for speaking engagements for Christian Aid all over the Northeast. So I am lucky to be able to be in my home church on this Sunday. I'm very pleased to be with you. Just as by way of a reminder, really, you probably know that Christian Aid Week is the single biggest act of Christian witness in the UK at the moment. Well, in Britain and Ireland, in fact. For thousands of churches, it's a way of getting out into the community. For those people who still do the house-to-house or they want to hold events, it's a really great way to encourage people together. And today we're going to be using some of the set service for Christian Aid Week. So some of the prayers and things will have come from there. And we're going to hear stories about Sierra Leone, in particular, where Christian Aid's partner, RADA, is working with healthcare and mothers and new babies. So we gather together in prayer and praise, to share and to listen and to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us as well today. So let's pray. Sheltering Creator, in this time of praise, lead us by still waters. Lead those who are tired after a busy week. Shepherding Sun, restore the souls of those worried by and for the world. Sustaining Spirit, comfort all who are walking through the darkest valley. Creator, Son, and Spirit, may your goodness and mercy be upon us as we dwell in your house today. Amen. We can be confident that God is with us through Jesus, and walks with us in our daily troubles and in our joys. So let us sing together number 548, Blessed Assurance, number 548. In a moment, we're going to join together again in prayer, and the words will be on the screen. I encourage you to join in, please, with the words which are in the bold type, in the usual way. Let's pray. Jesus, our Saviour, we will praise you all the day long. Jesus, you are our story. You are our song. Lord Jesus, we adore you. We love you, Son of God, for your goodness fills us. Your mercy holds us, and your love encompasses us. We love you, Son of God, for you rain down your blessings on us. You died to save us from our sins, and you rose to give us eternal life. Sorry. Jesus, our Saviour, we will praise you all the day long. Jesus, you are our story and you are our song. Lord Jesus, we adore you. Amen. Let's see if we can get further for the next one. Could you click me along, please? Thank you. And a prayer of confession now. How long, O Lord, how long until we listen to your prophets crying out for justice and raise our voices in unison with them, standing together with those who struggle, resisting the unfair systems that keep countries and communities poor, challenging and changing the structures that have denied life for too long. Lord Jesus, we confess that we have often failed to speak your word to others. Next slide, please. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. And again, please. How long, O Lord, how long, until we heed the words of Hannah and Mary, pregnant with the potential of your kingdom come, for the hungry to be filled with good things, for the rich to be sent away empty, for the poor to be raised up from the dust, for the proud to be brought low, and the needy lifted up from the ashes of grief. Lord Jesus, we confess that we often fail to believe that the world really can be a better place. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. How long, O Lord, how long must you wait for our hearts to turn towards you and to follow your paths to lead to fullness of life? We have been wayward in thought and word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Lord Jesus, we confess that we often fail to live up to your kingdom values. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. Forgive us, Lord, for your steadfast love never ceases. Your unending mercy is new every morning, and your grace abounds. Great is your faithfulness to us. Amen. Hear then the words of grace. Your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Fantastic. Right, I shall have another go with this little clicky thing and see if we get anywhere. Nope. I think I shall dispense with this. There we go. Thank you. Was that you? Thank you. Can anybody tell me who this is?
Archie,
well done. Yes. Yes, this is baby Archie Mountbatten Windsor, who was born this week. Let's have the next one, please. Here he is with his mummy and daddy, and with his grandmother and great-grandparents, I think, there. They all look very happy, don't they? And it's a happy time for them as they welcome their new baby into the world, and that's how it should be. But there are a lot of preparations to make, aren't there, when the new baby is coming, and there's a lot of things to get ready. I had to get quite a few things ready to take with me to the hospital, and I had to get a few things ready at home, and we had to make a kind of a plan. And in this bag here, we have various bits and pieces which we're going to talk about. I just need some volunteers to take them out, please. Well done, Emma. Okay, good choice. Can everybody see this? This is a packet drink with lots of sugar in it. I took a whole box of these with me for my labour with Peter and with David, and I needed it for the sugar to keep me going. I was advised to have high energy things with me, and a drink would be easier than to eat because many women do not want to eat when they're in labour. But in Sierra Leone, they might not have this. I was lucky. I ate well in my pregnancy, and I made sure I was as healthy as possible and had as much energy for the labour and the birth. But in Sierra Leone, from May to December is hungry season. Most families will only eat one meal a day. So that's from now until Christmas, May until December, one meal a day. So if you give birth in June, as I did with David, and September, as I did with Peter. That would be on one meal a day. Okay, would Peter like to take something out? Thank you. May Mummy borrow that, please? And then you can have it back again. Thank you. What's this? A car. Here you are, Peter. Would you like to look after it? I didn't take a car in my bag to the hospital. I took a car, as in I went in a car. I was chauffeured by Alan, and it took 15 minutes. And with David, the labour had already begun, and we got in the car and we went, and we were there in hardly any time at all. If he had started to come, or David or Peter had come when I was alone, I had been advised to ring the ambulance. Would have taken them maybe 8 minutes, being in the middle of the city here. In Sierra Leone, it can take 8 hours for the ambulance to come, or there may not be one, and you may have to walk for 3 hours in labour to the hospital. As you can imagine, some women don't make it. Right, anybody else like to take something out? Go on, Chris. Excellent, what's that? A torch. Did anyone, any mothers here, take a torch to the hospital or home, for that matter? No, I didn't have to either, actually. So this is not true. I didn't take it. We had lights. We had electricity in the hospital. We didn't need a torch. But I gave birth at night with both of my babies. And the reality is, for a lot of mums in Sierra Leone, that they are asked to bring with them a torch if they go into labour at night, because there is no light in the clinic. And if they make it to that clinic, which is in the village instead of the hospital, as we will look and hear more about today, the Christian Aid built clinic, then they bring their own torches so that the nurse can see what's going on and try to help with the birth. A couple more items. Can I volunteer you, please? Excellent, good choice. Yes, I washed it. What's this? Baby clothes. I took these. This was the very first thing that both of my babies wore. I took these to the hospital. I expected to come home with a baby, and I expected to need to dress them to bring them home. The reality is, of course, that it may not be that you come home with a baby if it goes wrong, or mum might not get through the labour. I didn't have to really worry too much about that here. I know it can happen, but it's extremely rare. In Sierra Leone, 10 women die every day from childbirth, and sometimes the baby doesn't make it either. Last thing. Anyone to go again? You want to go again? Excellent. What's that? Yeah, toothbrush. This is representative of my whole wash kit. I did take a whole wash kit, soap, toothbrush, everything, because after the birth, I wanted to have a shower, and I was able to get clean. And I gave birth in one room that was just me in there, and it had a little ensuite on the side with a shower and a toilet, and I could have some privacy to get changed. Again, you know what I'm going to say. For many women in Sierra Leone, there is the one room, probably the same size as my room, which anybody in labour that day will be in. And they'll be together, and there is no running water. So they will have to wash from a bucket afterwards. Right. Thank you. We'll have a go. Okay. Let's have a look. No, I'm going to dispense with this altogether today. Great, next one, please. Fantastic. So for me, although I was a little nervous and I had an awful lot to get ready for my pregnancy, my pregnancy was a time of excitement, and it is a joy having my babies. But for many women in Sierra Leone, pregnancy is a time of fear because they don't know what will happen. And they or their babies may not live to tell the tale of the birth. But God wants it to be a happy time for parents. Jesus said, "I have come that you will have life in all its fullness." And so that's why Christian Aid is raising money to help build better and more clinics in Sierra Leone to help mothers and babies to live happy and healthy lives. Christian Aid believes that every mum's and baby's life is worth fighting for. Hashtag stand up for mums. So let's stand to sing a song that reminds us how God holds every one of us in his hands. Number 536, he's got the whole world in his hands. Next. Now I think there are some of the younger ones are going to leave and go and do some of their own studies now. They will also be thinking a little bit about Christian Aid's work. So let's just have a prayer together before they go. Dear Lord Jesus, we have all gathered here today to learn more about you and about the work that you are doing across the world. We pray that you will stay with us as adults and be with us as younger people as we go out, and that we will all be together in the two rooms next to each other, learning together about you. In your name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. In a minute. We're now going to watch a film which is produced by Christian Aid, and it will tell us more about the current situation in Sierra Leone. So just click again, please. It should play automatically.
My mama and my papa, they born me, then my mama go. They just hit me at the side. Look, you picking. I go. I've been there with my papa, say, from four. Father abandoned me because I was pregnant. What did happen to me? I no go ever amend it to anybody.
Nyale na tene ba o tinyali saura ni. Nye jinyali lo le kenye keke haga. Facility iye nyawo magaga na onye keke e o dunya. Gogo gwa school. So both of my mother and give him a tell for a week. I tell when I say I got on your bag, I say I tell you for not say ye. If you don't take care of your bag, I may ye gear out Google school. Jig, I will not be tidy, Yamana, and Yaga here in the jig.
Judith sitting here now. I was a farmer. During the war, I began to practice medical. It was really not easy for me. Nobody to support me. But because of my hard working, we sat to the exam and I was successful.
Terminago Kunabu, Nyabu, 21. I am Mataminama Kunabu. Malo, heart is training my heart down to me every moment. Yete mina malo ha edi nya ni na ho mo e ma ku na o lo ma edi nya na mo e ma ho mo le bu na ma agwa koko ke lo bi do tibi na sa ma tinya ma avlo ni ji fe de pa onya gu e gba le ha ti ju go du ile ji na go du ile na tati e ko na me ana de bu ayenya ho atemina ta na te ka ga nya mo ka go mo ya ge anya lu ka ti ga 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 ge katida te katika gari aga anya lu ve kunyi ne ve gwa ka ga yinyi na ka go soko ga gala ka e ku ga fo si nyi na de wa go soko gala ku ta be agere be ma alu be aha ni tem na nya gwa nya lu na ha o Friday vu ma ta na ha ni ana wa no si e ye wa tejun hospital e wa lu tejun du na vi ke e ye wa ha mo mo da lu e ji so fe mi awa hun le go
September, I became an in charge in this village. The community, they were not working together. This place was so dirty. When we want to deliver at night, we bring torchlights to do delivery.
We don't know that to only a pena. Martin, if for good at a Martin, my year. Martin, my year, a pena, but I'm not to wear it. Because now a spirit will greet a young. Because often a law, he in a law, grandma, mate, young Katame. Christian, eight, Katoa, come to your watiama. Time not to work at home, meet you, Gamma. You meet in a pamugo to Mamu, your mamma hole. And when I'm my enos time, Billy or Gamma got some at Amo promise you, Bido. Find I am Mudena. Tell Jimmy you meet in a home. Say a pillow of Vimogamma, Moko, Vicka, the player hand I met to a Mara Mogamma, Camugo to Macamolita, a Golegana, be pada.
Auntie Juan came, she empowered us. Our forefather says, woman does not need education. Woman should be at the backyard. I tell them, I say, no. They want women to come forefront. They told us that women should be chief in this village.
We bought
shovels, rakes, wheelbarrows. They are teaching us how to do hand washing properly.
Juliet, tabi mi ango duiri gea. Adila nyama ya galua gwe. Ya go waswa guwa gama ye ma ya guwa.
That child was delivered by me. I feel so happy when I see that child growing. I feel so proud. It is very, very heart-rending when somebody deliver and the child die. Since I came here, leave it me, it has not yet happened. With the help of Christian Aid, God is going to take us through. I'm asking everybody listening to my voice, looking me in the video. We need a help in Sierra Leone, especially this part of this country. I need help from you people, especially women. Women are dying of born childbearing. Children are dying, under 5 children are dying because of poverty. So people, anyone hearing my voice, we are suffering. Please help us. Please help us.
They come to God in prayer. Words will be on the screen. Let us pray. Compassionate and loving God, it is with joy that we give thanks for Nurse Judith, for the difference she has made to her community, delivering babies safely and reassuring mums-to-be. It is with joy that we give thanks for Christian Aid's partner, Rada, making a difference in the lives of thousands of women in Sierra Leone, providing training, healthcare, and helping women to raise their voices. It is with joy that we give thanks for Christian Aid Week and for all who give their time and talent to make it happen, being a witness to the risen hope of Jesus in our communities. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. Amen. And as we are thanking God for all that he is doing in the world through ordinary people like you and me, let's sing again now about the many other works that he is performing in the world today. Number 715, The Right Hand of God, 715. We're going to have two readings this morning, and the first reading is from the book of Acts. It tells of a Christian woman called Dorcas, or Tabitha, who looked after the poor in her community. When she sadly died, Peter the disciple came to visit at the request of her friends. He prayed to God, and she was raised from the dead in Jesus' name. Our second reading is taken from the Gospel of John and tells of a time that the Jews were questioning Jesus about who he really is. He replies that his sheep know his voice, and he calls them and gives them eternal life. So let's have our readings, please.
Peter in Lydda and Joppa. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. Amen.
Jesus is rejected by the Jews. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Thanks be to God for the reading of his word.
Thank you very much for reading those passages from the Bible. There are three things that stand out to me from today's readings. One is that Jesus says he gives his sheep eternal life. Two, Peter knelt and prayed. Three, the works of Jesus reveal who he is, the Messiah, our Redeemer, our Saviour. I'm just going to explore these points briefly this morning. We've got a lot of input in this service. You've seen the video, we've had already a talk. So I just want to point out a few ways that I see that they relate to Christian Aid's work in Sierra Leone and our lives. First, in the passage, we heard John say, "My sheep hear my voice. I give them eternal life and they will not perish." This passage follows on very closely after Jesus said, "I have come that they will have life and have it to the full." Jesus is saying that there is more to everyday life than the grind, the daily grind of living. There is another quality of life, a fullness of life that we can experience through him. And this is the eternal life that he gives his sheep, his followers, us. It's not just about going to heaven when we die. Christian Aid has a saying, we believe in life before death. We believe in life before death. It's about how we live our lives on earth, more than simply existing. It's more about living life to the full, walking with Jesus and living out his message day by day. It's about putting our money where our mouth is and donating to further God's work in the world. And it's about God's unconditional love that's everlasting for all people. Second, we heard that Peter knelt and prayed before he acted. Seeing the situation, he first prayed and then he spoke to Dorcas's body. "Get up." He acted in faith, having already handed over the situation to Jesus. He worked in Jesus's name. Sometimes the troubles of this world and the problems in our lives seem to overwhelm us, don't they? They do for me anyway. I don't know where to begin, actually. I want to hide, or I feel a huge burden pressing down on my shoulders. And maybe you do too. Maybe caring for someone, or worrying about test results, or our responsibility to our children, or concern for the church. We are not living our lives to the full when we feel like that. And Peter teaches us to pray before we act. To see the situation, to understand the problem, yes, to feel the gravity, and then to hand it over to Jesus. We can be much more powerful and strong if we let God work through us rather than trying to do it ourselves. And even Jesus did this. You'll perhaps remember the story of Jesus raising Jairus' daughter. It's a very similar story to this one about Peter raising Dorcas. When Jesus arrives at Jairus' house, the first thing he does is to send out all the noisy mourners, and he kneels down and he prays. No wonder Peter does the same. He had the best role model. Only then does Jesus speak to Jairus' daughter, "Get up, little girl," and she is raised to life. Jesus handed over the situation to Father God and then acted in faith. Through your prayers, great things can be accomplished. Please pray today for Christian Aid and for Nurse Judith, who you saw in the video. Around the whole world, Christian Aid is trying to provide facilities and training and resources and seeds and all sorts of different situations. They're providing different things because God says to all people, get up and live in fullness of life. And that third point that stood out to me today from the readings was that the works of Jesus reveal who he is. And we perhaps have something to learn from this. From what we do, do people see who Jesus really is? In other words, by looking at what Jesus does, we can tell that he is the Messiah, the Redeemer, our Savior. He's loving, he's compassionate, and life-giving. He heals, he helps, and he finds those who are on the margins of society. Knowing this, we can see that his miracles, providing food, healing sickness, raising from the dead even, are part of his life-giving. His giving of life in all its fullness for all people. His giving of eternal life, of healthy life. His giving of joy and happiness in the midst of everyday challenges. The reading from Acts said that the miracle of Dorcas being raised back to life became known throughout Joppa. And as a consequence, many people came to believe in the Lord. I have a challenge for you this morning. Today we are hearing about life-giving miracles happening in Sierra Leone now, right now. Do these stories help us to believe in the Lord? Sierra Leone is a country where today 10 mothers will die from giving birth, and tomorrow another 10 will die, and on Tuesday another 10. And many of the babies don't make it either, as I mentioned before. In fact, 1 in 9 children don't make it to their 5th birthday. And there is actually only one nurse or midwife, one per 10,000 people who are there at this time. I had 3 midwives, plus nurses, plus healthcare assistants and doctors around or nearby when I gave birth. But in Sierra Leone, 10% of healthcare professionals were killed in the Ebola crisis, the Ebola outbreak that happened in 2014-16. So it's not just that the country is poor, it's also because of this disaster. As you can imagine, they are struggling. And to cap it all off, the country is struggling with debt because they had to borrow a lot of money to deal with the Ebola outbreak, which actually they did extremely well and they were praised for how they handled it. But it has taken its toll and it has cost dearly. And this is the context in which we are hearing these miracle stories of hope today. Healing, life restoration. God is at work in the ordinary people. People like Nurse Judith. She said, "I was a farmer, but I started to practice medicine. I studied, and with the help of God, I finally was successful." She said that in the video. And so she's helping mothers to give birth safely. And perhaps you remember she said, "So far in the village since September 2017, no babies have yet died in the childbirth process." She has actually managed to keep them alive where others were dying before. Their setup is extremely basic, as you saw, just that one room, and they want to build a bigger hospital. So Christian Aid is asking us today to contribute towards that, and the same for other people. They want to build a better clinic in Tenner's village. You saw Tenner, who was carrying the baby on her back while she did her washing and things, the one who had lost her first baby. And they want to have different rooms for labour and aftercare and child health clinics. At the moment, it all happens in that one room that you saw Nurse Judith open the curtain of. God is at work in ordinary people, as I said. People like you and me, people like Nurse Judith. And he is at work in ordinary people in every country in the world. We are his sheep. We are his body. We see his work and we recognize him for who he is. Are we ready to let Jesus work through us so that others may come to believe? Today we are witnessing these wonderful things happening in Sierra Leone, in a place where you would think it was all darkness, but there is hope and there is life. Life sprouting in this Easter season through Rada and Nurse Judith. Do we believe in the Lord? Having seen these stories, do we believe in his work? And at the same time as witnessing it, we are also taking part in God's mission and lending ourselves to the work of Christ. As we pray and raise money today, we are sharing in that work that he is already doing in Sierra Leone and so many places in the world to give mothers and babies better births and healthy lives. So thanks to you and to the improved healthcare which is coming and today's fundraising will support, Mums will deliver their babies safely. So Christian Aid asks, will you stand together with us this Christian Aid week so that mums and babies can enjoy the fullness of life? God is at work in the world, working through the body of Christ, and that is us, our hands and our feet. We are the community of Christ, and he calls us to get our hands dirty in his mission, to get involved. So in the moment, we're going to sing again a hymn that you may not know very well, called The Community of Christ. And some of the words are like this. Community of Christ, who make the cross your own, look past the church's door. Our currency be love forevermore. Let's stand to sing number 681 in our hymn books. The psalmist wrote these words. You have kept count of my tossings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your record? And that is Psalm 56, verse 8. Consider the size of bottle or jar that God would need to contain all the tears of the world. These words remind us of God's concern for us and for the sadness that can be in the world. As well as wanting to wipe away the tears, God invites us to help end the injustices that cause them. Mothers should not die in childbirth in Sierra Leone or anywhere else. And in Sierra Leone, the country should be able to afford better healthcare. But much of the money, as I mentioned, is being used to pay off those loans needed to sort out the Ebola crisis. And Christian Aid believes that this Ebola debt should be written off. It is time to tear it up. And our UK government has immense influence here, believe it or not. We are asking the Chancellor to ensure that the debts that Sierra Leone incurred in fighting Ebola will be written off. And we want to ask him to act urgently to prevent new debt crises happening for other countries and to tackle them effectively when they arise. So, in a moment, we are going to just have a few minutes while we listen to the song, God of Justice, which we sang last week in the service. And while we listen, I invite you to open your daily devotional booklet that you got this morning. Look on the back page, and you will see that there is a postcard. So if you open up the page, there's a little place. If you would like to read what it says there and you agree that you would like to ask the Chancellor to help write off the debt of Sierra Leone that they incurred to fight Ebola, if you could sign your name on there, that would be wonderful. And you can put it in with the offering, which will directly follow this action. If you prefer not to do that or you finish quickly, you may want to say a prayer in your hearts for the people of Sierra Leone that things will change for the better and God will continue to be at work there. So, may I ask you to click to the next slide? Just want to check before we go further that everybody has a pen or has one nearby that somebody can lend. Did you get one on the way in? And everybody has a booklet. If anybody needs one, people are coming round now with pens. Does anyone need a booklet? Did we run out of this? You need a booklet. You can have mine. I can get another one. It's fine. The offering will follow, so if you are wishing to use the Christian Aid envelope to make a donation to Christian Aid, please, if you pay tax, consider filling in the gift aid part of the form so that they can get 25% extra at no cost to you from the government. Thank you. Right, let's click on. The stewards will now wait on us for our offerings and our postcards and the Christian Aid envelopes.
That's really excellent, thanks.
Dear Lord, we bring you our gifts. You have given us so much and we have little to give back in return. Lord Jesus, use these gifts to build your kingdom, to work throughout the world and to bring your heavenly kingdom here on earth. Amen. Let's bring to God our concerns that are in our hearts, those that are close to home and those that are many miles away across the world. We pray for the world, our community, the church, our friends and families, and of course for ourselves. Let us pray. I apologise. I should say there's going to be Christian Aid prayer after we've prayed for the world. Which I would like you to follow on the screen. Think of a situation in the news which needs God's presence and hand that situation over to Jesus now in your hearts. Think of a person you've heard about and seen a picture of this morning. Lift them to God and ask Him to take care of their needs. Think of a new baby that you know, or some new parents. Or a situation of childlessness where you know that somebody would love a baby. Hold them before God. And think of someone who can't be with us to worship this morning. Raise them up in God's love. And think of something that you would like to ask God for yourself and pray with confidence, for God your Father hears you and grants what you ask. We draw all these prayers together as we say the Christian Aid prayer. On the next slide, please. Can we go forward on the presentation, please? To the words, thank you. Next one. Next one. The next one, please. Thank you. Let's pray together. God, our Mother and Father, we praise you for the blessings you shower upon us. Bless the lives of our sisters and brothers and their precious children. In life's saddest moments, may we feel your love most, O Jesus. Continue to dwell in our hearts, Lord. May your love keep us strong. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
In this Easter season and in Christian Aid Week, we are thinking about new life, healthy lives, and eternal life. So let us stand to sing number 297, Christ is Alive, Let Christians Sing, number 297. Let's have the next slide, please. Oh, never mind. Christ is alive and comes to bring good news. Women and men in age and in youth, feel the Spirit, hear the call. Go now in peace and in joy to love and serve the Lord and the world that God so loves. Amen.